food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
On average, kids pay somewhere between $2 to $3 for a school lunch. Your kids probably may do that. And last time I looked, these school lunch trays were filled with mostly these overcooked carbs. Not a lot of fresh food there. Well, here to prove that school lunches can be upgraded to yummy healthy is Chef Ann Cooper. She's known as the Renegade Lunch Lady. Chef Ann, what price do kids pay for their poor school lunches?
Feed kids bad food, especially in school, but anywhere, we know they're going to get sick. We know that in the last 25 years, overweight and diabetes has tripled in school-aged children. We know that when you're overweight or obese as a child, you're probably going to be overweight and obese as an adult. And we're seeing things like cancer and heart disease and a lot of adult diseases now become pediatric illnesses. So poor school lunches not only make for unwell, unhealthy kids, but they also have a negative impact on their academic performance.
You know, that's common sense. I don't know why that's so hard to absorb for people to see, but if you are feeding your children poor food, you're going to have poor health, which means it leads to sickness. It's pretty cut and dry, and I think we need to be very honest about it and how we look at it. But you have proven that schools can serve healthy lunches in spite of some of the obstacles they may have, including their budgets. Can you just give us some examples of how you've done this?
You know, it takes time. So I'm not Tinkerbell and I don't have a magic wand. So when you go in to start changing school foods, there are five major areas that you have to work on. Food, finance, facilities, human resources, and marketing. Food, you have to find it, make sure it's good. Finance, you have to be able to pay for it. And I'll explain a little bit more about that. Facilities, what do you do if you don't have kitchens? Human resources, how do you train your staff to go from chicken nuggets to roast chicken? And finally, marketing. You know, how do you get your kids that have been brought up potentially on McDonald's and Burger King and Doritos to eat broccoli and cauliflower? So those are the five big challenges that we work with. But we absolutely have some solutions. I mean, one of the things we say is the biggest thing, I mean, if you can get good food, which you can, and you have to work on the money, which we could talk more about. Schools have to have resources for facilities. You have to train your staff. But the biggest issue really is marketing and educating the kids. And that's probably where we spend our most time.
That's very, very interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. So let's take an example of going to a school where kids are used to having those chicken nuggets and pizza and, you know, maybe some of those juices that have no juice in them. And how do you transition them to eating real chicken and a salad and an apple?
Well, first of all, it takes years. So it doesn't happen overnight. I've been in Boulder 6 years and over the last three, our participation's up, number of kids eating 16%. So we know that you can make this work. And we do it by having over 200 events a year. And some of the events are rainbow days. We have Iron Chef competitions, chef demos. We do tastings. We really work with the kids and show them what things taste like and let them be part of the solution. So on a tasting day, they get to vote on what they like and don't like. On Iron Chef competitions, the winners, and these Iron Chef competitions are all students, the winners get winning recipes that are on our menu. So you really have to work with the kids, meet them where they are, show them what the options are, and over time, you really do make a difference.
Gosh, that's so true. It makes me so sad. I'm here from Florida, and I have kids in public elementary school, and the buzz right now is that the schools are reverting back to their old lunches because they tried the healthier lunches since the Let's Move campaign came in, and Michelle Obama put so much thought and process into kind of upgrading the standards for lunches for elementary schools. But the cafeteria in the schools complained that the food waste was too much. So they are going backwards and saying, okay, well, let's just go back to the chicken nuggets because we're throwing these other ones away instead of investing exactly on what you said, which is the education of kids and then being patient and allowing them time to learn, which I think it's the most important part. They don't learn overnight and they do need a little bit more time to do that. So that's, I think that's something everyone across the country is looking at as an issue. And it's very sad. Now tell me, do you feel like all those things then, do they carry on at home? So if kids are receiving those incentives in school and healthier lunches, they're eating healthier at home, or is this just a band-aid on a much bigger problem?
I think that children all across America bring everything they learn in school, actually good and bad, home. But when kids are served healthy food in schools, when they're taught about healthy food, when they start to understand about it, when they have cooking classes and gardening classes and food literacy classes, they do bring that home. And they will go to their parents and go, God, that I had this great apple today, or, you know, we made a rainbow on our salad bar and I love the red carrots. I think they absolutely do bring that home, and I think it really makes a difference.
We have seen that with our Kid Critics approved taste test nutrition programs that and we hear from the parents, and it ends up back in the school, which is kind of interesting. But I want to clarify the difference that it makes in the children, that once they're eating these better foods, what changes have you seen in the children's mental and physical performance, behavioral performances in the school?
So I will answer that anecdotally because we haven't done real, you know, longitudinal assessments. But what we see when kids eat well at school and also start to eat well at home, that their academic performance improves, that their tardiness goes down, their behavioral problems go down, the number of days they're in school increases, and their overall performance, both, you know, in sports and academic, go up. When we feed kids healthy food, they actually perform better, whether in sports, whether in academics, or whether just in behavior. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would bet my money on that as well. I mean, they're going to be, if nothing else, they're going to get less sick, right? Because the other food is what makes them sick. So by eating the healthier food, we probably see a lot less sickness going around in school. Would you say that's a healthy assumption to make?
Yes, I mean, I think that anytime you have thousands of kids together or hundreds of kids together, somebody gets a cold, they share it. But in general, the better we eat, the healthier we are.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that, especially having my two kids at home. I hate when the cold season's going around, so I always try to boost them up with some extra fruits and veggies during that time of the year. So I'm sure it proves to be right some way or another. But so, you know, a lot of parents are packing their lunches instead of allowing kids to eat at school because of these issues. So this is a very across the country problem. A lot of parents are waking up to find out that their kids aren't eating as healthy at school as they are at home because they've made changes at home, but the school lunches haven't caught up to it yet. And those things that you highlighted in the very beginning of our segment as the challenges are all very, you know, very big challenges to face, especially the financial one. I know a lot of time when I talk about this subject, the first thing I am told is schools just don't have the money to offer healthier food. So that's probably one of the biggest barriers that schools face on their side of the coin versus on the student side, which is the education that you talked about. So go ahead.
Well, I think that that's true, but it's also, I think, something that a lot of school districts hide behind, because I think that there are a lot of ways to improve school food that don't necessarily cost a tremendous amount more money. Think putting things like salad bars in school, replacing canned fruits and canned vegetables with whole fresh fruits and vegetables. So there's a lot of things we can do.
And that's the good news. So for more on that, please, everyone, visit Chef Ann at chefannfoundation.org. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.